I always wonder what people's businesses look like behind the scenes. Now, I've had the opportunity to see inside a lot of coaching businesses, but what does it look like? Don't you want to know? Even when people say the word systems, I'm always wondering what exactly in their mind do they mean by it, and what does it look like in their business? So I want to do some interviews with successful coaches and business owners and just find out what was their journey like? What do they wish they had done differently? What did it look like? How did they know they wanted to spend the time, invest the resources and the time to get organized, and what did they need to change? So I'm really excited. I have one of my coaches, Stephanie Gass, on the show today, and she has a very, very successful business. I've seen behind the scenes in her business, and it is literally amazing. The organization that I've seen is like hashtag goals. Is that what you say? It's just beautiful. And I want to get my own business like that. And it's been very inspiring. So I'm thrilled to have her on the podcast today. If you're ready to get some of this organization set up. Now, of course, she recommends, and most coaches that I talk to recommend, that they or wish they would have started earlier. So if that's you, get into Organized Coach Academy. It is open now. You can get in there and you can begin to train your brain to think like an organized CEO. And we don't want to organize just so we can say we're organized. We want to organize so we know what we're doing when we come into our office. We know what we need to do in our business. We have it planned in a way that is efficient, and so we can spend time the way we want. So we can do the things that we want to do, not just piddle around in our business. Okay, we want to be able to find things when we need them and have things ready and document how we're doing things and set it all up in an organized way. So that's what we do inside Organized Coach Academy. I invite you to go there, to join us, to get the support that's needed and enjoy. And as you're listening to this episode, listen and think, what do I need to do in my business? What do I want to invest in now so that I'm not bottlenecking? Is that how you say it? Bottlenecking? Capping my own growth. And so maybe I can get some more clients and focus on money-making activities instead of trying to figure things out behind the scenes. Okay, here we go. Are you ready to work less, feel more organized and productive, streamline repetitive tasks, and implement systems that allow your coaching business to run smoothly even without you? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Organized Coach Podcast, your go-to source for practical tips and solutions. I'm your host, Tracy Hoth, professional organizer, certified life coach, simplifying expert, and most of all, down-to-earth fellow coach just like you. No matter if you think you're missing the organizing gene, have ADHD, or just love anything organizing, I'm here to help you become an organized coach with a business that works for you. Pull up a seat and let's get started. My listeners know that I help coaches get organized and organize their business, and I think it would be fun. And I want to be an example of this and have other people be an example just to show kind of behind the scenes about what businesses look like. Were they always organized? How has it helped them to be organized? So I've invited you, Stephanie, on the show. I think you are one of the best examples I've seen. So let me start by just saying welcome and having you introduce yourself.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me, friend. I'm so grateful to be here. Hi, everybody. My name is Stephanie Gass, and I teach faith-led women how to get clear on what they're called to do so they can start a business that actually makes income and stay in alignment with God. That's what I do. And who am I? I am a mom. I've got two little boys, married. I live in New Mexico, which is home of chili on everything and the balloon fiesta. And we have all four seasons, and I absolutely love it. Born and raised here. And at all times, you can usually find me with comfortable pants on, might be PJ pants, and a coffee latte, whether decaf or not decaf, I don't discriminate.
A latte, that's my favorite. I love latte.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I want to kind of walk through your business, your story, your journey, and from the perspective of being organized. And first, though, I want to know, just do you consider yourself an organized person?
Yes, I do now.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, I do. Very organized.
When you say you do now, you didn't before.
No, I would definitely say not. If you were to like categorize me personality wise, right? I'm, you know, whether you follow or not, an Enneagram 3. So I'm that achiever. You know, I am, my spiritual gifts are leadership and teaching. So you can imagine I'm a very A-type personality. And when we think of A-type people, we often think of organization, but what really it is it's action. That's what I'm really good at, is like taking really big action. And so what happens is we seem like we're doing all the time, which we are, but what we struggle with, and I think everyone based on your personality type and also the size of your business and the things that you have going on in your life, your organization is really gonna vary. The places you struggle will vary. So for me, it wasn't pausing to create the system, right? Like I would go, okay, I'm going to fill this junk drawer, ready, go. And I'm like, I'm getting the things, I got all this up. And like, but I didn't take time to actually organize the inside of the junk drawer. So while it looks like I have an amazingly full, incredible junk drawer, this is a bad example, but you get where I'm going. Like when you open the drawer, everything is just thrown inside. And so that's what it was for so many years. I've been an entrepreneur for 14, 15 years now. And I was a solopreneur for a decade and running my own company while first getting married and then having newborns and like having children and then finally having someone on my team as I migrated out of network marketing and into my own company, which I do now. It was all very messy. And I would use the word, what I used often to describe it was, I feel confused. I feel confused. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Where to find that thing? Where is that? Where did I write that down? Where did I put that? And that was a constant, like it was there. I had done the thing, but yeah. it was the house. It was the, where does it go? Right. That was all over the place.
Yes. So those two key things I see all the time where you're to the point where you're like, where is that? I can't find it. And then also, what should I really be doing? I'm ready to do some stuff. But what is it? Yeah.
What am I doing? Yeah. So those were the big pain points back then.
So kind of the point back then, how many years ago would you say back then is?
I would say, you know, and here's another thing that happened. My company became very successful in the past 3 years. Mm-hmm. And so you also reach a new level as a business owner where what was organized and what did work, no longer works, because you become, there's an evolution of organization that has to take place that morphs into systems. And so I was organized 5 years ago, it was better, but then we scaled and we outgrew what I had and we had to actually invest in a true operating system. And then I feel now organized again. So it's like, there's different levels.
Yeah. So when do you think you realize like something had to change? I need to figure out what I'm doing. So you're scaling and then you're like, whoa, what now?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. And I have a good friend who is in systems. She's in operational system management. And I kept talking to her about like this problem. I'm confused. I don't know. Where does this go? We were using Asana at the time. And basically like, which is just, you guys, you know, pick your task management system, Monday, Asana, whatever it might be, Trello, like they're all pretty similar in the fact that they allow things to become very overcomplicated very easily. So I had like, things were created in this Asana world that we had built, but things were in things. And so it was like, you had to dig and you had to dig and you had to find, and like, it wasn't easy to use it. And we had created this thing that was so overcomplicated, it was no longer organized. It wasn't helping anyone. And I kept telling her this, and she, you know, wanted to use me as her test subject for using her operating system that she had built in her business. And it was really just simplifying everything, cleaning it up. We did end up migrating to a different platform that was much more simple. And it took everything in me, because we had to tear everything apart that I had, that me and my company had built in Asana, and rebuild from the ground up in this other system. And I just knew when I continued to use the words like frustrated, confused, don't know what I'm supposed to be working on for about 3 or 4 months at length, that something was broken.
That's a great, you know, something's broken. And when you're thinking, what, I mean, what is keeping me from scaling? What is keeping me from getting, fulfilling all the business that's, you're attracting? It's so fun. You're scaling quickly.
Right. Exactly.
Looking back, what, is there anything you would have done differently?
No, I don't think so. I think, me personally, like, well, okay, let me rephrase. I wouldn't go back now, because I think it was important to learn what wasn't working, to know what does work. But also, sitting where I'm sitting now, I'm like, oh shoot, I could have done that 2 years earlier. Like,
yes,
I could have recognized that, just like when you open your pantry and you're like, you know, you Marie Kondo and you're like, this does not bring me joy. Like, things are falling all over, like your Tupperware drawer or whatever. The best thing you can do is just stop right now, empty it out, throw the stuff away that doesn't have a lid, throw away the stained Tupperware, put it back the way that's going to make you joyful, right? Do it now, because it's never a convenient time to fix the Tupperware. Like, so what I would have said to myself, I guess, if I was to go back, is like, just do it sooner than later. Get organized sooner than later, because the frustration is going to make the growth and scaling of the business not feel good, not joyful.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's interesting. Nobody, well, I think it's a struggle to stop and take the time until, you know, you get to the point where you were, where you had to stop and take the time.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So then how do you make yourself stop and take the time, or do it then?
Yeah. So we, as a company, decided, like, we're going to basically take everything out of the closet, you know, metaphorically speaking. And so it took 4 to 6 months to completely reorganize my biz, my company. And it was excruciating. It was like any organizational reworking process is going to feel so uncomfortable in the middle of it. And that's why we avoid it. You know, we're like, oh, well, that's going to suck, because I'm not going to know what I'm supposed to be doing. And then whatever. But the truth again is, like, there is no time. There is no other time but the present. Like, you just have to rip off the Band-Aid and do it.
Yeah.
So we had Asana going over here to, like, continue running as we're rebuilding this over thing over here. And that was taking, it took months to do it right, to do it properly. We had to hire coaches, right? We had to hire the help that I needed to know what to do and how to organize properly. And then we tested, and we would test things and see what was working. And so there's never a good time. So what we did is we forced the project to become an a priority item. And some things have to wait, and some other things might be messy for a while as you organize your thing that you got to focus on.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just the, but my joy and peace now surpasses any, I don't even remember it being hard or uncomfortable, because now I'm like, oh, this is incredible. Everyone should do this.
Yeah.
You know, at the time it seems hard. It's like almost like being pregnant. You're like, oh, it's so awful. Like, I have acid reflux. I hate this. And like 5 minutes after you have the baby, you're like, I don't even remember. That was great. It's the same.
Well, it's kind of like when I'm helping someone, when I was helping someone in person, there comes like this messy middle part where you, I mean, the person especially just wants to quit because it's so challenging. And that's where really having someone walk with you through that process is almost necessary to not quit, to keep going and push through that part where you just become overwhelmed, I guess is a good word.
Yeah, I think it's so important, especially when you look at your personality type and the who that you are. we have to be honest with ourselves. You know, there's those people on the planet like you, Tracy, and, you know, like my friend, who are gifted in organization. And that is a gifting, a strength that you have that not everyone else has. And so for those people who know, I am struggling in this area, who is the person that you are going to trust to lead you, to give you the accountability and to show you the how, right? Like before I ever tore apart my laundry or my pantry, like the example I was getting, like I totally had watched a Marie Kondo thing to see like how to actually do it. Throwing 100 things into some task management system is not organization. Like there is a system and there are drawers that you didn't know that you needed.
That's so good. So thinking of like a newer coach, someone that's in maybe the first 100K of their business, like what kinds of things would you recommend they have in place or focus on?
Yeah. So I have two words that are my absolute favorite. And one of them is simplify. And the second one is easy. So as you're thinking about setting up your business for success, the more overcomplicated you're making everything, it's going to be hard to keep it up. You usually don't have a ton of help in your company yet. It's going to be frustrating for you, right? And so when you're thinking about getting organized, you really have to come out of the weeds completely and look with, from a 10,000 foot view down at what you're doing. What are you trying to create? What is the end goal? What is the definition of success for you? And then reverse engineering backward. Okay, if that's the definition of success for me, what are the things I want to produce and bring to the world that make that a reality? Okay, great. If those are the actions that I'm going to take, how am I then going to organize that so that those things happen every single day, week, and month? And then what are the projects that I need to set up in order to do those daily, weekly, monthly actions? So you're taking all those steps and kind of reverse engineering everything. And I would do that like on a mind map, or like get out of your own way and like big picture that baby, first of all, get out of that stuff. And then you can begin by taking the steps to build the things that you need, but find the right tools. There are software, there are tools that Tracy recommends that you'll want to utilize to stay really streamlined, you know? And one thing I have found is like, it's not always the most expensive software. And also it's not always the all-in-one either. Sometimes like you have to find the thing that solves your problem with simplicity and ease. That's where you want to start. And you don't want to get a bunch of stuff you don't need. That's not organizing you. It's buying 500 containers when you only need one. Yeah. So really simplifying that, does that kind of help as far as like, what's the big high level process to start with?
Oh yeah. And talking about, that's one of the things that I help people is just first, let's just use what you have to get yourself organized. And then I know people are going to be like, well, what does Stephanie use? What is she talking about? So your task management system is MeisterTask. That's what you use. I simplify by using Google, like anything Google, I have everything in that spot. And I try to not add anything on until the coach is organized, her assets, I guess, are organized and she knows where to find everything. Her time is situated and she knows what she's doing. Then if we're going to add on top of that, then we can look outside and find other things to use.
Yeah.
But,
so yeah, that's good. That's great. I love Google. Google's got some amazing resources in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anything like that you think will make the biggest difference in the long term then as they grow?
I feel like consistently auditing your organization is so important because, like I said in the beginning, there's a day when you outgrow the thing that has gotten you where you are. And this is usually an annual thing where you're going to need to look and audit your own company and look for inefficiency, because inefficiency will often come back to organization. For example, you go from having 5 clients a month to 50 clients a month. You know, that might look different, where you now need some more automations. You need some more onboarding that is pre-set up for you as a coach. You need to learn how to optimize your contract management. Like there are going to be things that shift and change to make it simple and easy when it comes to organization. And so just be aware of your company and have that CEO vision. I know sometimes it's hard to think of ourselves when we're getting started as CEOs, but you are. If you have a company and you are making money, whether it's a dollar or $1 million, you are now a CEO. And so you need to have that forward vision of like, is this still supporting me in this need of where I am? And if not, what's my next right step? So once a year, just that high level audit, don't be afraid to tear things down and rebuild them when that is necessary. I think often we just want to modify what's already there. And I think that's a mistake. I think that there are times that call for a complete revival, like tearing this thing down and I'm building this thing over here. And when we've done that, while terrifying, it's always produced fruit because you know more and you're more equipped. And so don't be afraid of ripping everything out of the closet to hang back the things you love, right? That same process.
Yeah.
The last thing I'll say that's made the biggest difference as I grow is team and systems. So just as an outside tip for all of you who are coaching, you will get to the point where you are the lid, outsource and hire, and you will get to the point where your organization needs to become an actual tangible system where you have systems and it's clean and clear and you know what you're doing today and what you're doing tomorrow, and that will evolve with you as well. So those are the biggest things that have helped me in the last couple of years as we've really scaled.
It's been amazing. So that advice is very good, by the way, audit and then team and systems. So I took Podcast Pro University. I would highly recommend that to anyone who wants to start a podcast. That's how I started my podcast. It was amazing. And then I went on to Podcast to Profit with you. And it has been just to see the organization in your business. I mean, yeah. A contract comes to you. You registered for this. I get an automated message. I get reminders are set up. You have interns that are, I mean, the whole thing is just so amazing. Like in awe of you building this.
I'm in awe too. And it is not me. There have been many hands in this pot. Tracy, please know, you know, yeah. I hire people who have that really organized, detailed brain because I'm the visionary of the company. I hire coaches and mentors in my life who can show me the things that I need to learn. And that's been an evolution of getting to the point of being humble enough to say like, hi, I need help. And where are the areas we need help in and being willing to invest in yourself, which is really uncomfortable. But when you do that, you always grow. And then ultimately your revenue grows because you've created space for something to evolve beyond what you are capable of.
Yeah. Well, and that invest in the areas where you're not strong. So yeah. I think people think that they should be able to get that together. And nobody teaches that. Nobody teaches organization anywhere. So invest in that if you're at that point, or if you want to set your business up well to begin with, or you just feel like you're lacking in some skills. Yeah. I like how you said, I need help.
Yes.
To be willing to say that.
Exactly. I think when you identify the areas you need help, the answer quickly appears. And then it's the act of faith to move forward into that next step.
This has been good. Good to see behind the scenes for me personally, really behind the scenes. And then just to have you walk us through how each stage of that process that you went through and the benefits of it, like to see the peace that you have now in it.
Oh, it's so good. And I will, you know, I'll say there's days where you're still like, whoa, like who's doing that thing? Because every level of your success will come with new growth in your organization.
Yeah.
And so also getting more comfortable with the discomfort of the middle, because I think organization is an evolution. It's a process. It's never ending.
Yes.
Like even after I went and organized my pantry, if I went to go in there right now, it doesn't feel great again.
Yeah.
You know, like life continues to move even as you organize. And so to know what that optimization process is going to look like and just trust even when things get messy again, that you can get back to that same feeling over and over again, and that you will, that brings a lot of peace.
Well, and that brings up kind of the expectation in our journey as business owners. Do we expect that we're not going to have any issues with the organization? No, we always will. But getting those skills and the systems initially set up, then you just go and you have your audit in place that you're going to go through. So you know that that's coming and you take each problem. But the expectation that we think we shouldn't have anything and it should all be perfect, like, where does that come from? That causes probably the most suffering when it comes
Exactly.
to,
So stressful. No, it's always going to be hard and we're going to be able to weather this hard storm.
Yeah. So Stephanie, tell us where we can find you, connect with you.
Yes, of course. Well, if you are trying to grow as a coach or online business owner, you are struggling to get leads and get more clients, I have a podcast called Online Business for Christian Women. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, over 700 episodes to help you grow. And like Tracy mentioned, I have a school. If you end up wanting to learn to actually launch your podcast into the world, and all those details are at my website, stephaniegass.com.
And Stephanie with an F.
Yes.
C-H.
Yes. Stephanie with an F and G-A-S-S.com.
Yeah. Well, so good. We'll have all the links, of course, in our show notes. But thank you so much for being on here and being vulnerable, sharing your story and encouraging the rest of us to take it step by step.
You're so welcome. Thanks, Tracy.
Wait, if you're finding this podcast useful, you must check out the Organized Coach Academy. It's my course where I walk you through every step to get your business organized, to get yourself organized, to save money and time, to prepare to hire someone, to do all the things that you want to do in your business with ease. Check that out at simplysquaredaway.com/OCA. Also, I'm sure you've heard this a million times, but I would love it. It's my way of knowing that you're enjoying the podcast if you leave a written review. I have lots of freebies for you. They're linked in the show notes. You can find them in my bio on Instagram at Tracy Hoth. And until next week, have a beautiful day.